units that are stationed here are doing their morning exercise, and then these teams will head out across the park for their daily patrols. The BBC was given rare permission to go with them. There's six men and two women. They're walking along a small track through the jungle that winds next to the river, and they're armed with rifles.
You never know what's beside you, you know, you never know what's near you, so you have to be careful at all times.
Captain Ayush Jung Bandoarana leads this group, one of 31 units stationed across the park.
I mean, like, we're looking for any, illegal encroachment of people or domestic animals. Tigers are the majestic creatures, you know. There are two types of feeling when you come in head-to-head with them. It's, oh my God, what a majestic creature is that? And the other feeling is, oh my God, am I dead? Being assigned in the protection duties, it's an honor, you know, it's a privilege to be part of something that is really big, you know.
The chief warden of Badia National Park is Bishnu Shrestha.
Yeah, I feel proud at this moment. We got the success regarding the tiger number, tiger doubling. We have created many water pond and grassland for particularly for the prey species and the tiger. So we are managing the tiger in a sustainable way.
Outside the park's gate and the villages along its borders, there are mixed feelings about the tiger recovery. Manoj Gautam is a conservationist and ecotourism operator.
It is definitely something to be celebrated. It does not come without the cost. The community lives in terror. So there is a price that the community has paid, you know, with the news that Nepal has successfully doubled its tiger numbers.
Samchana lost her mother-in-law last year to the tigers. She was deep inside the national park cutting grass for their cattle when she was attacked.
Tourists come to see tigers, but we live with them. We depend on the national park to collect wood and grass.
16 people have been killed by tigers in Nepal in the last 12 months. It's double the number of total deaths in the previous 5 years. Protests were held in June after a leopard raided a village a week after a woman was killed by a tiger. The community are demanding authorities do more to protect them. Captain Rana says his duty is to protect both humans and tigers, and it's becoming increasingly challenging to do both.
More number of tigers and more number of people, definitely there's going to be conflict. So it is going to be a challenging job for us to, you know, maintain peace between two species, you know.
In an agreement signed with a local community after the unrest, authorities have vowed to look into building more fences and walls in an attempt to divide humans and wildlife. Officials are also looking at providing alternative livelihoods for those who use the national park to collect materials or graze cattle, with plans to develop skills so locals can start small businesses or work in tourism. Peggy Giacomelos with that report, produced by the BBC's Rebecca Henschke.